Simon & Schuster Audio presents Demand by Lisa Renee Jones, read by Elizabeth Louise.
Dear listeners, I'm so excited to share part two of Ella's story with you. Demand starts the moment after denial ends, so you will want to be sure you've listened to denial in advance. If you haven't listened to it, don't listen on, because I'm about to deliver major spoilers as I recap for listeners who have listened to denial. In denial, Ella wakes up in a hospital with amnesia to find a gorgeous man by her side. He claims to have rescued her from an alleyway where he found her passed out. Caden Wilkins is that man, and he goes on to tell her she's being hunted by a dangerous mobster, and he vows to protect her. And considering Caden turns out to be the powerful leader of a major branch of the underground, a group of sophisticated treasure hunters, he has the resources to make good on that promise. Together, Caden and Ella seek answers as to her identity and begin a passionate, intense affair that leads to an emotional bond and, ultimately, to trust. In the last chapters of Denial, Ella still has amnesia, but her memories are returning. One of her recovered memories is of a butterfly necklace with a note inside. She tells Caden about this necklace, and he claims to have no knowledge of it at all. However, in the final chapter, Ella finds a photograph of that necklace in his office.